Anonymous asks, I have heard that if one is in the medical health fields, doctors, nurses, etc., there are no halachic issues regarding Nagia, since the care they are providing is professional. To what extent does this apply? As I know that I, as a woman nurse, as well as the other health care providers, are often met with very great and personal private needs by patients in the hospital. I thank the Rav very much for his time and attention. Okay, there are definitely halachic issues regarding Nagia. The thing is like this. Physical contact between the sexes is prohibited by the Torah. Only when it is in an affectionate manner with sexual overtones. The rabbis prohibited any physical contact for fear that it would come to affection and to sexuality. However, where a person is sick and needs the care of a doctor or a nurse, then we say that, one, the doctor and nurse themselves are functioning in a professional way, and therefore their physical contact with the patient is not affectionate, has no sexual overtones, and is totally done in a professional and detached manner. And therefore, from the side of the doctor or nurse, that is permissible. And since the patient is sick and weak, it's not going to affect him in an adverse way vis-a-vis sexual overtones. However, if the doctor or nurse know that the contact that they are having with the patient does have an affectionate overtone to it, and they can't control their Yetzer Hara and deal in a totally detached way when it comes to affection and sexual overtones, then they would have to desist from providing that kind of physical contact, even between a doctor, nurse, and a patient. Also, if they know that the patient is using this contact in a way that is not proper, or the patient is not really sick, just in a situation where he needs someone else's help, but he's not weak and sick, then there are problems of having men deal with women in a physical way, or women with men, and there a competent Orthodox rabbi should be consulted in each specific case.